welcome to another version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Always at the top, right off the bat, we tee it up with talk radio news, the best insiders in the game when it comes to Washington, what's happening inside the Beltway. Ellen Ratner joins us now from talk radio news. And Ellen, I'll tell you what, Secret Service and all this controversy, this is the gift that keeps on giving. Unfortunately, now they're saying a few more agents are also going to get nipped in this, right?
Yes, and one report tonight was two agents, another report is three. I'm going to go with three.
All right, we'll split the difference, three. And here's the thing, they're just going to get their clearance strips from them, then they're done, right? They're just done. What can they do then? Yeah.
I don't know, but I'll tell you, the issue is how do you prevent this? I had an independent source say to me, yeah, they've done this kind of thing before, but they've always waited till after the president left town.
Oh, instead of before he came,
right.
The front team, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then they do that. So then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, now it'll matter.
Right.
Because this was a huge embarrassment. There's no question, besides everything else, a huge embarrassment for the administration, definitely. But for the Secret Service, absolutely. Let's switch gears and talk about something that I'm sure is going to shake a few people up. The USDA saying, is this true that there is a confirmed test of mad cow disease?
It looks like it's the fourth one, yes. And they are saying that particular cow did not get into the system.
Ooh, wow. Well, thank goodness. Remember, how long ago was that when Mad Cow smashed into England? A decade ago, maybe? Maybe before that? That was awful.
Yeah.
We don't want Mad Cow.
Now I don't eat meat, so I'm not so worried.
There you go. How about the FBI director, Mueller, is in Yemen. What's he doing in Yemen?
Well, he is actually in Yemen talking about al-Qaeda. Apparently there is one town in Yemen, at least one, that is completely al-Qaeda controlled, pretty much, and they're trying to do something about it.
Yeah. The other thing that's going on is this whole postal service reform, what's going to happen there. Now they're up to almost 40 amendments. The talk was, okay, you know, even though a lot of people in America and all these polls said, okay, fine, cut Saturday service and save money, but they're saying they're not going to cut Saturday service for at least a couple of years. Is anything going to even get done?
Well, they have to do something. Part of what they can do is not require that the post office put all this money into their retirement plan sort of to begin with. And so that's going to be sort of top of the hit parade. What are they going to do about all of this? And how are they going to handle all this retirement money? I think that's part of the big debate right now.
Yeah. The other thing that a lot of people are buzzing about is this Arizona immigration law, which, of course, as you know, that's what the Supreme Court is taking up Wednesday. And it's huge. I would put it on par with healthcare in a different sense that there's been so much about this in the last 2 years. What do you think happens here? What's the buzz in Washington?
Well, I mean, run that through again.
What do you think is going to – Arizona immigration law.
The buzz in Washington. Sorry, I was already on the Supreme Court. So the Supreme Court hears that case tomorrow today, depending on what time you hear this on radio, but on Wednesday. And the issue is, of course, that Chuck Schumer today, the senator from New York, actually questioned the writer of the law and said, look, you're talking about the way somebody dresses. What does an immigrant dress like? And any citizen can sue. So that's really what he went after. It was one of those get the popcorn kind of hearings, and the guy was very uncomfortable.
Oh, all right. So kind of a precursor to what could happen with the Supreme Court. Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, a lot of people see him on the short list for the VP. Of course, Mitt Romney won't confirm that. They were together in Philadelphia. And now Rubio is going to speak Wednesday at Brookings. What does that mean, Ellen?
Well, what it means that he is probably going to be the vice presidential nominee. Everybody thinks so. Everybody at the White House, frankly, has thought about it since last summer. They've always thought Rubio was going to be the nominee.
Yeah, because Florida is so huge. I mean, hey, look, if you're the Republicans, what do? You know, put a different hat on, which I know will be tough for you, but put a different hat on. And if you were in that role and the Republicans were paying you, wouldn't you advise that?
Yes. I mean, that's... I think this the election isn't over. We're at the election. But I think we are done in terms of the primaries.
Yeah, I agree.
Of all sorts. And I think we know who our vice presidential nominees are going to be. I think there's a reason. I think the Republicans always thought it was going to be Romney. I think that's part of the reason they picked Tampa. Please.
Yeah, it's obvious. Ellen Ratter, Talk Radio News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, coming up on this hour of ATN, we're going to talk about what's really shaking on the street in odds and ends, plus, of course, what's going on with Mitt Romney. He's the nominee. You just heard our conversation there. It's just all playing out along the way, the road to Tampa. It was obvious right from the beginning. Nobody wanted to believe me. I was saying that on the air that it didn't take even a little bit of an insider to know that, although hopes were pinned on Ron Paul and others along the way that always this was Mitt Romney's and it was really his to completely blow, and the establishment wanted him from the beginning. So now that he's the guy, the big question is, and it really is the million-dollar question, can he win over conservatives? Because if he can't, can he really even have a shot, any kind of a shot, even a teensy-weensy shot of beating an incumbent president and beating Barack Obama? No conservatives or very few conservatives on board. Could he still win? The answer is no. He needs every Republican he can, any independent, any disillusioned Democrat, and anybody who doesn't wear any kind of stripe and has no allegiance but just decides who they want to vote for when they stumble into the polling place, which I presume would be in some ways an independent, if you want to say that. Remember, I'm always now for this third party idea because we've gotten so log jammed in Washington. But watching what's happening and watching the push to get Obama out and seeing how the Republicans are trying to maneuver to try to do that, they really, really have to rally behind Mitt Romney, like it or not, because certainly as he has many fans, he has some detractors as well because they're disappointed. They wanted certain things. They wanted Newt Gingrich, wanted somebody else, and then that person isn't there in the end. So you decide to take your bat and your ball and go home, or do you decide to put, all your effort, if you are a super conservative, into backing the guy who will knock out the person at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue who you don't want to see in that spot anymore? And I'm not sure. I have lots of ties to conservative different conservative organizations that I've spoken to them recently, and I don't get 100% a good feeling at all that they're going to back Mitt Romney. Certainly not going to vote for Barack Obama, but, you know, you can always put in somebody else. You can always do the write-in thing. Oh, what say you, America? Stay with us, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in your 2 cents. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
I'll be hearing when we broadcast from Tampa as America Tonight is going to the Republican convention in August. Mitt Romney completing the sweep of Tuesday's primaries, for what it's worth, five of them in the Northeast. Pretty much he is cementing this deal. I've already said this. We just mentioned it here at the top of the show. He was the guy all along, unless somebody somehow figured out a way to unseat him. This is his payback from the Republicans for everything that he's done for the Republican Party. But as I said, for him to have a really good shot, any kind of a shot, whatever percentage you want to throw at it. In fact, it's because you know how I like to look in the crystal ball. If you were to throw out a percentage and we were odds makers, what are the odds, do you think, that Mitt Romney and maybe Marco Rubio, because it's looking that way, on the undercard, knock off Barack Obama and Biden? What do you think the real chances of that happening? And I truly believe, unless, if you don't have the full support of the Republican Party, the whole Republican Party, whether it's Tea Party, any other conservative named group, if you want to throw that out there, whether it's moderate Republicans, whatever the umbrella of the word GOP, GOP is GOP, and there are lots of divisions, as with the Democrats, in the group. But you have to have a united front, I think, to create some kind of a wall, some kind of motion, to really have a chance to even make a serious move here. So no conservatives, or very little, let's say, I don't know, half of the conservatives, I'm going to say there's just absolutely a much, you know, the percentages go down, a much less of a chance of Mitt Romney being able to seal this deal, even though it's been in the works behind the scenes for a very long time. It's interesting because I was watching Fox today, and I was watching Juan Williams, who, you know, there's a left of left guy who Fox was smart enough to swoop up when NPR really screwed up with Juan Williams, because he is a sensible guy. He says a lot of things that even conservatives will chuckle at. So he's talked about how the Democrats are going to use groups, not a surprise, all kinds of lobbying groups, they're good at this, to really portray and pound home that Mitt Romney is way too right. And I laughed my head off, almost fell off the chair and spilled my coffee all over the place. Got to find a good table to set that coffee on, because that's exactly what conservatives are complaining about, that he is so not right enough. And the Democrats are going to say, oh, he's such a hard right turn. Here's what he said. Here's what he did. This is what happened when he was the governor of, you know, Massachusetts. So give me a break on that. But there's plenty of ammunition that's laying around, thanks to some things that other Republicans, what they were doing to each other all the way along the way, which is what part of politics is. But then you use that. You get that little videotape, some of those sound bites, and you wrap them into the negative commercials. David Axelrod is no dummy. He got Barack Obama elected the first time, and he's pulling every string he possibly can from his Chicago penthouse to make it happen again, rallying the troops, Rahm Emanuel right there as the mayor of Chicago, also pushing along Robert Gibbs. He was the other guy, lot of technology know-how on his part to try to use that to help Obama get elected. And you'll notice, pay attention, when you walk by the tube, if you still watch the evening news at all, or when you listen to us here on America Tonight, pay attention to how many times now especially you'll hear the president, when he's talking about something, throw out like social media, something about Facebook, go to Twitter, go to whatever, go to Pinterest. He'll start throwing out all kinds of stuff because that's part of the play here. It worked the first time, and the idea is to try to make it work the second time around. So the big deal for Romney is, I mean, you know, this is just a period of waving and saying hi to people and getting his wife out there and now really pushing even more the one-on-one issues. Obama, me, here's what we think, here's where the country needs to go, and just keep going back and forth with that kind of stuff, because now it really is rock'em sock'em robots, whether it's officially declared or not. Even Newt Gingrich knows that. Gingrich knows that this sweep certainly really puts the heat on him and the heat to back away. And Gingrich, and we'll let you hear that later in the show, Gingrich says so much where conservatives, you know, get behind Romney. If I'm reevaluating and this is what happens, I'm still going to push my issue. I'm still going to push some things, but we got to get behind the guy. You got to get behind him. You got to get rid of who's in the White House. And so Gingrich will use all of his influence with conservatives, but will it be enough? Will it be enough to push him over the top? Or, you know, some people just dig their heels in and this is it. It's black and white. I will not go in this direction, even though I don't want Obama to be in the White House. I refuse to do that. I'm going to put somebody else in. I'm going to, you know, who knows? Ron Paul could surprise some people and do the whole third party thing. Although I hear from somebody pretty close to his campaign that that's definitely not on his radar. That's not what he wants to do at all. In fact, if anything, he got some validation. Even Time Magazine put him in their list, for what it's worth, of one of the 100 most influential people this year. And part of that is because of his take on things and the fact that he sticks to his ground and isn't swayed to get elected, isn't swayed to say something that'll make him appear more palatable, let's say, for some people that don't like some of his stances. So he is what he is. I believe that too. He appears to be what he is. And that's why he made that list. And that's why a lot of people embrace Ron Paul and like his take on our financial system, the Federal Reserve. Could they be a bigger group of crooked clowns that you can imagine who have some of the ultimate control over our dollars? Over our dollars, they really do. Every time I see Ben Bernanke and somebody tells me how brilliant he is, I think, well, you have drank the Kool-Aid. I don't care where he went to school, what kind of fancy degree he has, or how he appears to be when somebody does a piece on him. I just see a bunch of guys in suits sitting in a room laughing their heads off at the way they're maneuvering our financial system, especially with the funny money, because you keep printing it, you do that quantitative easing, and what's it worth? You know, really, it's papers. Back in the old days, when a long, 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 long time ago, when you had shells, you know, you would barter with different things, and shells at one point in our history, and we're talking about a long time ago, really back in the Indian culture, but we mixed it up with some others as well. Shells were bargaining power. Or, like the Chinese, they had tea, those big, big squares of tea, the hard tea. That was part of what was thrown overboard at the Boston Tea Party. People think that it's leaves or it's something else, but it wasn't. The form it was in was currency for the Chinese. And the more bricks of tea you had, the wealthier that you were. So he gets that. He now has been saying this for a long time, and other people are adopting some of the things that he said, and it's funny because they're putting it out there like it's something new and fresh. But if you really look back on Ron Paul, you've seen that he's done that all along. And Ron Paul, for what it's worth, blows up his name a little bit more, maybe has a little more sway, gets a few things that he's interested in seeing happen in Washington to really play out. Because from now until November, how much do you think is going to get accomplished in D.C.? You know, I said throw out the percentages of how many conservatives really Romney needs to get close to winning the election. What does he need to happen? Well, you could put the other number there and say, what are the odds that we're going to see some serious legislation be pushed through before the presidential election? And the answer is probably not very good, my friends. Not to be cynical, but probably not very good. You might have a different take. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or you can always shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Despite the copper thieves, yes, the internet is up, and it is thriving. How about that? Going to tell you about more wasted dough coming out of D.C. That's next here on ATN.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
America tonight, at this very exact time, we talked to Stephen Shohat, but Stephen has lost his voice. Occasionally that happens. He's a big-time sought-after tour guide in Hollywood, and he's talking all the time with his fascinating stories. So we gave him the night off, told him to relax and hang out and watch a movie or do whatever he does when he gets that rare time to just chillax. So, since Stephen isn't here, I thought as part of what we're mixing into odds and ends, including our daily salute, quickly I would tell you about a couple of things. One, since I am a movie fan, my form of relaxation, because it's all about being a news junkie and politics and sports and all that, is to just escape and either smash golf balls. I try anyway. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I'm a hacker, sometimes I look amazing, just like probably all of you weekend warriors. And then I go and catch movies when I can. But anymore, the movies, so many of the movies, it's hit or miss, where you'll have an influx of great things that'd be awesome to see in the big screen, and it's worth it to plunk down those extra dollars, because they always gouge you at the theaters. But anymore, DVD is the way that I go. I'm going to tell you about the new DVDs that are out on Tuesday, because that's when they roll out, so that you might put them on your radar if you want to just kick back over the weekend. Contraband is one of them. And Contraband, I really enjoyed. Mark Wahlberg is in this. Kate Beckinsale also in it. Giovanni Ribisi is in it. He's great. And then a cast of other people that I think you would recognize, too. And the premise is that this guy was somebody who ran contraband and made a whole bunch of money doing it and got out of the business. Then, long story short, he gets sucked back into it after his brother-in-law messes up a drug deal for his ruthless boss. And it was a very good movie. I liked it. If you like that kind of movie, you will enjoy it. I saw it when I was in Washington, actually. All right, the next movie that's out on DVD is Pariah. And Pariah, I know nothing about other than to tell you just a little bit I've seen, that you got a Brooklyn teen juggling identities and friendships and heartbreak and family in a search for sexual expression. I'm going to say I would be very bored by this and don't care, but perhaps that's up your alley. Okay, The Innkeepers is the next one. This is a ghost story kind of thing. I like horror thriller movies, but I don't know that I would put this on my list because it's pretty obvious. What do you think is going to happen at the inn? Think about it. I'm giving you 3 seconds. Do, 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 do. Ghosts, of course! A haunted hotel that's going out of business. Don't recognize any of the people in it except for Kelly McGillis. She must be desperate, needed some extra dough. I don't know. Why would she be in that movie? The other one, Let the Bullets Fly. And this one was a movie set in China during the 1920s. Could be interesting. I've read some history on that, and that might be interesting because we're talking about an imposter. We're talking about sort of the mafia, if you will, of China. And this is definitely a Chinese movie. Chow Yun-fat is in it. You might recognize him. And that might be something fun to fall asleep with on the couch. I'm going to give you one other one, because there's a whole bunch of others, but I'm going to give you one other one that I think would be a pretty good one to rent. It's called Albatross, and it's got intrigue and all kinds of things that could possibly happen. And Julia Ormond is in it. She's a pretty good actress. Felicity Jones is in it. Pretty good actress. And you've got Beth, a bookish teenager who befriends Amelia, an aspiring novelist who has just arrived in town. And guess what happens? Amelia begins an affair with Beth's father. Ooh, that's ugly. That threatens to have devastating consequences. If you want to get in good with the wife, with the new girlfriend, that might be one to go for, maybe. So that's a few of the DVDs. There's a couple of others, too. I think the best bet is Contraband, Contraband, Contraband. Did I say that enough? I like Mark Wahlberg. He doesn't disappoint. It's a very, very good movie. A solid DVD rental, anyway, is what I would say. Now, as far as movies coming out this week in the theater, there is a movie called Safe. There is a movie called The Raven. There is The Pirates, Band of Misfits. That's an animated thing. That could be good for grandkids, kids, whatever. There's The 5-Year Engagement. Ugh, sick of those chick flick movies. I'm waiting till next week after that because guess what comes out? I know. I was a comic book kid. I used to read comic books at the Jersey Shore when it rained. The Avengers. The Avengers, I think, would be worth it, and I would see that on opening week, or I'd want to see that on the big screen anyway. There's my 2 cents next week. Hopefully, Steven will be better. He won't take as many tours, and his voice will not be hoarse. All right, speaking of a hoarse voice, you've got an interesting story here that I have now decided is my daily salute. When I was looking through things today, because we focused many years ago, the show on this, there was a real tug of war here on these airwaves over waterboarding. And was it too far? Was it too much? But didn't we get information out of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed? And some of you called just irate, saying that we look like jerks. We looked as bad as Al-Qaeda, and how could we operate that way? Well, the retiring CIA officer who ordered the destruction of videos showing waterboarding has a book out, of course, that's what you do. He has a book out that he said he was tired of waiting for Washington to make a decision to protect American lives. His name is Jose Rodriguez, and he was the guy who oversaw the so-called secret interrogation and detention program And he really takes a chunk out of President Obama's administration for calling waterboarding torture and criticizing its use. The book comes out next week officially, but a couple of things I could tell you about it is, you know, one of the things he says is he couldn't tell you how disgusted his colleagues were to hear themselves labeled torturers by the President of the United States. And if you remember, and I can remember being on the air that night, and you practically had to tie me down, tether me down, because I was furious when I heard through my own source that I have in Washington how upset the CIA was, he's right, by that, because of everything that they had to endure and how they were getting just thrown under the bus. The President went down to the CIA to talk to the people because so many agents were dropping like flies. They were like, forget it. I'm going to do something else with my career. I'm going to take what I can and bail, and I'm out of this because nobody has my back here. So forget it. I'm done. I'm done with the CIA. And there was certainly a political debate about what should be used and what shouldn't be used and who should be charged. And, you know, did they cover up torture and did they, you know, and this guy, did he prevent the public from seeing the brutality of the interrogations and how they went? But I think he acted pretty bravely and acted, in my mind, honestly, in the best interest of the country in what had become just nightmares. So the tapes that were filmed in this prison in Thailand showed the waterboarding of some terrorists, including Al Nasseri and others. Zebediah also was part of that. He was also seen there. And I think he was smart to do that. So I'm going to say that he gets the daily salute for doing what he did and taking the heat. You know, listen, I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, whatever you want to label yourself. I think Jose Rodriguez really acted in the best interests of certainly the people that he worked with, but I think he helped, if nothing else, get some people off the hook who would have been just hung in effigy. And I understand it. He writes pretty critically of Obama's counterterrorism policy, saying, you know, you don't have a way to capture or interrogate terrorists, so, you know, you got to rely on drones. And then everybody hates us for the drones and says we're murderers because the drones can go off course. And then you have collateral damage. So you have unmanned aerial attacks that alienate all of our allies and make it impossible to question people who know what's going on. And, you know, look at the killing of Osama bin Laden and what happened there. The intelligence that they got was from those black sites. That's how the so-called black sites is how they got that information that led to finding bin Laden. So you can't cut it. You can't have it both ways. You have to decide, how do you secure the nation? How are you going to obtain information? You know, we have people used to say this, that I would talk to, that were in positions where they had to make certain decisions and would be, felt like they were banging their head against the proverbial wall with the rules of engagement and all that sort of stuff. And we're saying, you know, listen, if there was another terrorist attack, and I hope never, ever to see that, if there was another terrorist attack on this soil, and we saw what happened on 9/11, then boom, all bets are off for a short time because everybody is out for blood. Everybody wants revenge. Everybody's upset. Everybody's furious. But then, you know, you get a little distance between that time, and people have short-term memory. They forget. So, you know, there's things that happen. How much do you really want to know? How much do we want to completely be out there? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I'll meet you in a few.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Turn and around that turn, looking for the victory here for this hour of America tonight. A couple of things I mentioned at the top, Mitt Romney with a big sweep Tuesday. You know, we can all add, we know it's a done deal, but if you track it, you certainly can see that he's got the numbers. And Newt Gingrich is reevaluating just when to pull out. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's finessing. It's deciding, okay, I'm out there. I've got some of my pet projects out there. Here's what I think can happen for me. And maybe it's time to decide to throw out the white flag. And I'm going to make sure that I tell everyone to stand behind the presumptive nominee. So take a listen.
Governor Romney is going to have a very good night. And it's a night that he has worked hard for 6 years. And that if he does end up as the nominee, I think every conservative in this country has to be committed to defeating Barack Obama. And let's be very clear about that. I want you to know that over the next few days, we're going to look realistically at where we're at.
All right, so see, he's saying that. He's saying that, okay, we see what's happened in the Northeast, and, you know, here we go again. So let's reevaluate and then make the right decision to decide when to say adios. And for weeks, Romney's campaign has really focused more on the general election and going after Barack Obama, kind of leaving to the roadside Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich, because knowing once Rick Santorum especially decided to bail that this was it, and now it's just a matter of official numbers and then just saying, okay, that's it, I'm the guy, and let's focus on Tampa, and let's focus on the general election. That's what he's doing, and that's why you're seeing Marco Rubio speaking at the Brookings Institute, appearing at Philadelphia with Romney. You look at Florida and the importance of Florida. If you're going to have a chance to win a state that plays out pretty heavy, think about the hanging chads and what happened there and how important that state becomes in a presidential election. Because what if something sways one way or the other? And the Democrats that I talked to are 50-50. Some think, absolutely, this thing is bagged, but we'll play this out and pretend like we're worried about the Republicans a little bit so we don't seem too arrogant. And then, but they still feel like there's no chance of Obama losing this. And then there's others who say, ooh, you know what, there's some dissatisfaction. There's some people that don't believe our job numbers. There's gasoline prices that have dropped down lately, but have remained relatively high compared to what they were when Barack Obama first went into office. There's the argument over why aren't we drilling more? Why don't we open up some of these areas? And a couple of other things that are nipping at the heels of the administration. So there's some that say they never believe that it's bagged, even if you're the incumbent. They, you know, you look toward Jimmy Carter, and if you went back to the very beginning of Carter versus Reagan, the thought was that this actor for the Democrats, this actor is just, yeah, he's not going to, there's no way. There's no way he beats Jimmy Carter, and of course the rest is history, and we know what happened there. I said I was going to mention, among other things, since we're just talking about the presidential race and government, you know, so much of the focus is on the presidential race, but don't forget what happens to the numbers in the House and in the Senate, because that's very important. It's the legislative branch that has the ultimate sway. You know, you got the three branches, and yes, there's the veto power and all of that, but legislative is so key. And there's one thing I think that all of us agree on, and even the most liberal Democrat that I know would agree with this, although maybe not on a grand scale, because where, for me personally, and you know, we beat this drum, smaller government is better to me, because bigger government gets in the way, too much red tape, too many problems, and too much waste. If we can't even balance a budget, for goodness sake, and we have a crazy deficit, one thing to have a little bit of a deficit, another to be completely in the hole and be reliant on the Chinese and others, because we got to do that. What are we going to do? How do we bail ourselves out of it when we refuse to really swing the axe? And now, in some new information, there's a report out that shows that the Pentagon has actually blew millions of dollars, our money, on complex weapons systems by spending the money. Now, this is stupid. I don't get this. This is the problem I have with this. Spending the money and then asking questions about it and not understanding why there's all these shortcomings and it doesn't work or it's not what they thought. Because there is no, you know, you have buyer's remorse, you can't return it. Maybe we need to look a little closer at the ballistic missiles defense system. Because there's something that's not working correctly here. And that's what's happening. So going back and looking at what the money that has been spent, and in this new report it shows it, we're on the hook for it. For the upgrades that have to happen, for the systems that are in development, but they need to be retrofit. They need to be retrofit. You know what it's like? It's like when you have X amount of money for I know this is a stretch, but please bear with me. When you have X amount of money for a house, and you have a realtor who, in fact, this has happened in this country many times. This is why we are where we are. And you go out to look at houses, and the person showing you the houses knows. You say, this is my bottom line. This is it. This is all. But they still want to pitch you on things that cost more, to get this one and that one. Or they take you to houses in your range, but they need so much work. Talk about retrofit. It would cost you a fortune. I remember when I was looking for a house, somebody took us to a house, and it looked cool on the outside, of course, curb appeal and all that with HGTV. Then you get inside, and it looked like someone dropped a bomb in the middle of it. Oh, yes, you probably only have to put $300,000 into this house, and it might be livable in a year or two. Get out of here. So this is exactly what the Pentagon has done. They spend all this money, and they don't check out the systems. Can't you kick the tires on this? Ask a few questions? We have some smart people. They can't do any kind of testing. Of course they can do that. Of course they can look at it. Why can't they get their hands on this and be able to figure out what works and what doesn't work and why we shouldn't buy something or why we're going to have to put more money into something? And here's what's happened. The estimates are now, at this point, what the suggestions are, is because of not looking closer and not having the knowledge-based approach. This is what has happened, for example. We've seen something go from 236 million to 1 billion. To 1 billion. Ridiculous. You know, it's like the Pentagon's F-35 Joint Striker Fighter. That's a, you know, that's a program that's got three branches of the military, about 2,500 of the world's most advanced fifth-generation stealth fighters. How do I know that? My husband explained it to me. No. Certainly we know about the stealth fighters. It's supposed to expected to cost over $1 trillion over the next half century, but the costs keep going up. It went into production in 2003, but the first test flight didn't even happen until 3 years later. I understand that everything can't be foolproof, but how do we have these budgets that go from 200 and something million to a billion? It's backwards. That's what it is. It's backwards. So the Government Accountability Office published all this stuff to show the shortcomings of, for example, the Missile Defense Agency's ballistic missile defense system that, you know, it hit a snag. So we got to do the retrofit thing, which also means that it's not ready to roll. Oh, well. Hey, at least we don't have mad cow disease. Yes, they found some mad cow, but apparently it is not, I'll say this again, in the food system. Thank goodness.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!